Now, joining us right now, guest in studio, John Osborne, CEO of Alita and Visit Lubbock, to round out the show. And John, how's it going?
Good. It's been a busy morning, but thankfully a very beautiful morning for Lubbock.
Yeah, it's not too windy outside, is it?
Oh, it's just beautiful blue skies. The only thing that would make it better is just a few raindrops.
Yeah, there you go. Well, tell folks, I appreciate you coming in today. And last week, went and had lunch with you guys over at Visit Lubbock, and we were talking about tourism. In the tourism industry here in Lubbock, and tell folks about the campaign that you guys are about to start.
Yeah, obviously we get a lot of tourists coming to Lubbock. Most people don't realize it, but when we're called the hub city for a reason. Now, there's a lot of people that travel here for their to shop and to eat, get medical services for their education, obviously. And National Travel and Tourism Week is something that Congress started way back in the early 80s. And this year it's designated as Saturday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 11th. And it's just to celebrate tourism in the United States. And here in Lubbock, we have put together a fun campaign. Obviously, you and I, we love living here, and we love talking about all the great things that are here in Lubbock. And so Visit Lubbock is hopeful that the citizens out there would want to tell all the fun reasons that they love being here, that they love about Lubbock, and share it with their friends and family and encourage them to come and visit. And so we've got a fun little campaign. It's got a kind of a postcard style pamphlet that they can punch out a little heart on it and take pictures with their smartphone or just regular camera, upload it to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any of the social media channels, right, and then tag us with hashtag live love Lubbock and get a chance to win some great prizes.
Yeah, and some big prizes out there, including flight vouchers and then gift cards to different places, and all for taking pictures. You guys are really embracing the social media aspect, which it's out there. It's free. Why not embrace it?
Yes. A lot of this was actually stemmed from the state of Florida did a big campaign back in the late 2000s when the recession was hitting them so hard. They said, the best thing to do to get visitors to come to town is to invite your friends and family to come visit. And so they said, take a video of you on the beach or doing something fun, share it social media wise and invite your friends and family to come visit. And gosh, we started looking that internally. Lubbock loves Lubbock. Mm-hmm. And so what better way to get people to come visit than to invite your friends and family to come enjoy Lubbock?
And really, it comes on the heels of some pretty good, concert news.
Absolutely. Yes.
What's his name? Paul McCartney.
Small act.
Small act coming to Lubbock. But also, and of course, Jack White, who, again, because of Buddy Holly coming to Lubbock and the concerts that are really starting to, come to this town, and they see the growth in this town and what has happened. Really, it's a momentum, I think, for the city.
Absolutely. Even George Strait started his farewell tour right here in Lubbock. So we've got a great music scene here, both these fun acts that are coming in that are obviously world-renowned, but we also have a lot of independents that perform, whether in the Cactus Theater at the Civic Center or any of the fun clubs that we have here in town. So we've got a great music scene. We've got a great art scene. There's some just really dynamic things that are happening with our attractions, great wineries that are here, mm-hmm. and obviously, people enjoy those things. And so if we can invite them to come and take part in any of those activities, it's good for Lubbock.
So get a few of the good pictures out there instead of all the dust storm pictures,
yeah,
right?
I tell you what, these last few days have been real, real tough because you've got those, what I would call a negative image of Lubbock that's being portrayed out there. And yet we all don't move away mm-hmm. because of those dust storms. We in fact, know that those are usually a rarity, and we have much more of beautiful days, especially in the summer and fall and even through the winter, that makes it a great place to be here. And we want people to share those positive images.
We're visiting with John Osborne. John, where can people pick up these little cards? Where can they pick those up, and where can they get more information just on the overall program?
Sure. The easiest place to go to is to visit our website, livelovelubbock.org. And you can get all the contest rules. You can find all the locations there, see what the prizes are, and get a better understanding of how to upload everything if you need it.
Okay. And, you know, you can find out all the prize details, all of that. What sort of impact do we see here in Lubbock, just based off the last few years on tourism?
When you look at the most recent figures that we have to date, in 2012, there was 5.5 million visitors to Lubbock. Now realize we're what, a town of about 240,000 people. And you look at the MSA and we're about 280,000 people, 5.5 million visitors that came. And those visitors came and spent about $767 million. So what does that have an impact on the community? Absolutely. Just the sales tax that's generated that comes back into the city and the county, general revenue funds. You look at that and, it ended up, having an impact of more than $480 on our property taxes. Hmm. That would go up if we didn't have these visitors coming and spending dollars in our community.
That's right. And you know, you see that, again, it's a hub city. You know, a lot of visitors from Eastern New Mexico, from the Panhandle coming down, but also Dallas, Houston, Austin coming in, and then tech is a big reason, but quite a few other reasons as well.
That's right. Tech is obviously a great opportunity for people to come in. We have parents that come in or friends that come in and visit the students. We also have visiting professors that come in, coming to conferences and such. But we have a lot of corporate travel where people are coming in and visiting with our companies here locally as well as in the region. We actually get a lot of conferences here to town, and obviously one of the things that we see a lot is the sporting events that come to town, not right. just tech football games, which are very important to our community, but also youth sports and adult contests, and it's extremely important for all of these activities when they come to Lubbock. Not only are they spending money, but they're seeing something positive in Lubbock that makes them want to come back.
Let me ask you something. Let's kind of move over to the Lita side of things.
Sure.
Well, now we ran out of time. I'll have you back on so we can talk about the Lita side of things.
Anytime.
Okay, great. John Osborne, one more time. What's the website?
www.livelovelubbock.org.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Chad.